there are measures for extreme accountability. We'd be derelict in our duties as Americans if we did not look into what those are. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, it is the 26th day of January, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. For the past 2 years, the press has called claims of 2020 election fraud the big lie. They're half right. There is a big lie about 2020, but it's not from President Trump or his supporters. No, the lie is that the 2020 election was completely fair and above board. That everything about it was completely fair and not rigged at all, even though there were universal mail-in ballots sent out all over the place with barely any regard for making sure that they arrived at the right spot. They say that the election was fair even though they gutted signature verification and voter ID so there was absolutely no proof a vote came from the person who supposedly cast it. They say that the election was fair when people could drop off ballots at unmonitored drop boxes with no clear chain of custody to prevent tampering. They say that the election was fair when everybody remembers them stopping counting in the middle of the night on election night, only to suddenly resume after they'd tricked monitors into leaving. They say that the election was fair when they routinely prevented election monitors from watching what was going on. They say that the election was fair when thousands of ballots were cast by people living in the wrong state, or by dementia-addled seniors who couldn't even read a ballot. Or by homeless people who all gave the same Starbucks as their address. Needless to say, that is the big lie. And obviously, nothing at all about that election was fair or reliable. This election was a complete sham, where the left pulled out all the stops to keep Donald Trump from winning another term. And having done it once, they're ready to do it all again in 2024. Christina Bob works as a personal attorney for President Trump. She's an investigative reporter, a lawyer, and former host at One American News Network, where she specialized in election integrity. And lastly, Christina is the author of Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election and what it means for 2024. Christina Bob joins us now. Thank you so much for making the time to be here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Man, you nailed your monologue. That was great.
Yeah, so, you know, viewers of this program are pissed off.
Yeah.
Elections are fake and rigged and gay, so far as we can tell. And a ballot harvesting program run by Republicans in Miami-Dade County isn't going to change our minds about it. So what is the solution to the disenfranchised vote?
The solution is everybody needs to get involved. This is an all hands on deck moment. You know, I've had several people reach out to me saying, what can we do? You know, we need to change legislation. We need processes change. We need this, we need that. And that's true. We need to do all of it, but it will take all of us. This book is kind of my clarion call to say, hey, everybody, we have one more election cycle to try to correct this before they completely destroy our country. So get involved. Get involved via poll worker, poll challenger, register people to vote, volunteer to work with a grassroots organization to scrub voter rolls. We need everybody in every aspect of elections. The advantage that we have against these cheaters is that there's way more of us than them. And so the only way for us to use our advantage to our advantage is to have everybody involved, throw our weight behind this, and make sure we secure 24.
They told us, to wait. They told us to kind of get involved and trust the plan before we did that in 2022. That it was a complete disaster run by Ronna Romney. I mean, it was a total disaster. Look at the governor's race in Arizona, Carrie Lake. It was stolen right out from under. They have found a program or a solution for them that works. And seemingly they've done it from within. Aside from roughly 140 Republicans who voted to not certify the 2020 election, the rest of them are traitors. You're a Marine. You're a lawyer. You know that for treason, one of the, you know, potential punishments for that is death. Are we ever going to see like any trials for these people that, you know, these traitors that have stolen our country?
I certainly hope we do. I don't think we're going to see that before the 24 election. And so for those that want to see, you know, people held accountable for destroying our country and invalidating our rights to free and fair elections, it's all the more reason to get involved, because until we secure 24 and until we work to save 24, we're probably not going to see those things happen.
Did people get involved in 22? Is it your opinion that there was enough involvement?
It's my opinion that there were not enough involved. There were more that turned out, but we're out. Like, for example, and this was 2020, but I spoke with many election workers on the ground, Republicans that had volunteered. for example, in Detroit, some of them were outnumbered 100-1. I mean, that's just a massive amount. So people can complain and say, oh, it's all rigged, we can't do anything about it. But when they're showing up 100 times more than we are, we can't really complain about it from our couch or from social media. You have to get involved. You have to be in, whether you're working in the county clerk's office, whether you volunteer to be a poll worker, whatever it is, we have to be involved more, not just on election day, not just during the election season, but there have been so many grassroots efforts that have sprung up out of this from people that feel the same way that you do, that this is so wrong. And they're great grassroots efforts. They're scrubbing voter rolls. They're making calls to elected officials to demand legislation. They are taking journalism, and they're highlighting some of the corruption in their local areas. There are these grassroots efforts that are doing this. There's some great ones in Pennsylvania that are canvassing the local areas to figure out what's going on with the voter rolls and who's voting and who's not, all of that stuff. So all of that is great, but we are not nearly, we do not have nearly enough people doing it, as you saw in 2022, to make the correction. We have time to get there, and I genuinely, truly believe we will get there. We're not there yet, and we can't get there without everybody watching, doing something. You know, I know everyone's schedules are different, and you have different responsibilities, but figure out some way that you can participate in the process besides just casting a vote, and go do that.
So who is the enemy? You know, you said that they're outnumbered 100-1.
Yeah.
Who are they being outnumbered by?
I would say it is, well, in this case, it's Democrats. I mean, the elections are Republicans versus Democrats. So the 100-1 is a Republican poll worker to 100 Democrat workers. So that, I don't actually think this fight is Republican versus Democrat, but to be quite literal, our elections are Republican versus Democrat.
So you have 100 terrorists showing up and one patriot showing up.
Sure.
Wow. Why do you think it is? Do you think it has anything to do with January 6th and how these communists, you know, without due process, basically sent a message to the rest of America saying, if you get involved, if you fight for election integrity, if you show up, we're going to throw you in the gulag and subject you to torturous, you know, rape and all kinds of other vile treatment?
I think there might be some of that. I mean, the 2020 election obviously was before January 6th. So now I think there might be some of that. I think it's just the culture within the different parties. Good, solid conservatives are people who go to church, focus on family, run a business. You know, they're entrepreneurs, whatever it is that they're doing, they mind their own business and they just don't typically get involved. Whereas these woke leftists that have taken over the Democrat Party, they're all activists. Like every single one of them are activists, and their donors pay to have people show up and do this stuff. So they have the advantage that a lot of these people are paid to go do this, and Republicans are not paid. So there's a number of reasons why it happens, but what it comes down to, I mean, we just have to show up.
Do you think they're going to indict Trump?
Personally, I don't. I mean, I know they want to. I think they're salivating to do it. I don't see how they do that at this point, given all of the recent revelations. I mean, President Trump, of everybody who has now had classified documents, President Trump was the only one who was actually president at the time of these documents. He's covered by the Presidential Records Act, which says it's his idea. He is the sole decision maker about what he keeps and what he returns. That's in the statute, and it's also in case law. So he was legally entitled to have all of these documents. He also has the ability to declassify. He can keep them whether they're classified or not, but if he wanted to declassify them, he could. Both Joe Biden and Mike Pence could not do that. So they are the only ones exposed to potential criminal liability. And for the record, I do not think Mike Pence should be indicted or has any criminal exposure to this, but they're the only ones that are not covered by that. Joe Biden by far has the most criminal liability because we know his documents were compromised in where they were kept. Hunter Biden had access to them. He was paying $50,000 a month for access to this house. We know that Hunter Biden had illegal dealings with China, Russia, Ukraine, 10% for the big guy. All of the documents that Joe Biden had were compromised. None of the documents that President Trump had were compromised. So trying to indict President Trump on something like this, I don't know how they get there, but I know they want to, so we'll see what they do.
Yeah, I mean, they've got all kinds of things out there. They've got the Southern District of New York and the tax crap.
True.
It's all fake. But as proven, they don't really need a legitimate reason to indict somebody and to throw them in jail. And so,
well, they do. They do. We can all push back a little bit on that just because everything that they've done, the raid and all of these, the Russia collusion, all of the crazy things that they've done backfires on them. It backfires bad. Like after the raid, President Trump had the biggest fundraising day. He had the most support. Every time they do something like this, it only makes him more popular. So they do have to be very careful. And I would caution them to think very carefully before doing something as crazy as trying to indict him, because it probably will just make him more popular.
Let's talk about Trump, the candidate. So, you know, in 2015, President Trump's message really was the catalyst for what it means to be an America First patriot, a person who's saying all the things that everybody's thinking. He said all the things that we're talking about at our dinner table. It was really refreshing. He called the Iraq war a fake sham. He blasted Republicans that wanted to go into Iraq and stay in Iraq, you know, for no reason. We had no gain at all whatsoever. We just lost thousands of lives and spent trillions of dollars there in this war that, you know, was based on lies. It was all based on lies. Trump had the audacity to say that, just to speak the truth about illegal immigrants, for example. He said all of those things. We need now that America First catalyst. It seems like President Trump recently has kind of gone more into the establishment political type movement with these fossils, like Lindsey Graham, for example. He's having a big party with Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. I mean, Lindsey Graham would prefer to see Trump just go away. So how do we get the 2015 President Trump back?
Well, the 2015 President Trump is there. He also understands that he has to work with people in the States. Lindsey Graham, like it or not, and I totally understand your frustration with Lindsey Graham, he was just reelected. He's the senator. I mean, he's there. He is the state leader, whether you like him or not. And so I think it's important to form allies and keep those relationships with people in every state, whether you like them or not. And I think President Trump does quite well at calling out the people he does not like. So I'm not particularly worried about that. I do have my own concerns. I share your frustration with Lindsey Graham, but I don't think at the end of the day, I'm not personally concerned about that.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham is pushing for all these tanks going to Ukraine. Yeah. I mean, spending billions of dollars on this corrupt country that actually matters not at all to our national security or to America at all. I mean, nobody's talking about Ukraine at their dinner tables. They don't care. They want our border secured.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's a warmonger.
I wouldn't take his, I'm working, you know, I'm here with Lindsey Graham as I agree with his policies. President Trump is President Trump. He's made his positions very, very clear. And I think people who listen and understand his policies agree with him. The MAGA movement agrees with him. But I would not take his support of the obvious elected leader in that state as the fact that he agrees with what he's doing. And I wouldn't go that far.
We'll put an asterisk next to elected, because we still don't believe that elections are real. As noted in your book, by the way. I mean, you swore an oath. You were a Marine. Mm-hmm. You're an attorney. You know, you actually signed up. Were you a JAG? Is that right?
I was.
Okay.
I was a judge advocate,
So, I mean, So, but still, though, there's no reason why you couldn't have been deployed to a forward area at all.
I was. Yeah. I served in Afghanistan, and then I served in Germany. I was deployed to Afghanistan. I served in Germany.
You signed up to die in a pile of spent shell casings to defend our right to vote. And as noted in your book, it seems that we have lost that. So, I mean, specifically other than, you know, bombs and guns and bullets and blood and death in this country, because I see that happening forthwith if we don't fix this, you say to get involved. So I want, you know, our viewers to know like exactly what it is that you think that they should do. Like when they get done viewing this program, what should they go, where should they go deploy? What should they do? Who should they talk to? What role should they fill?
So it's going to depend on your local area. So in the book, I give a lot of examples of people who have been involved and done great things. And I hope that you find inspiration from that. But I would say, you know, work, if you have a great state GOP, work with your state GOP, work with your county GOP. If they're not so great, or if you're not happy with the jobs that they're doing, look for a grassroots effort in your area, something focused on cleaning up the voter rolls or some aspect of the election, securing the chain of custody. If you don't have a grassroots effort in your area, think about starting one. There's a lot of different ways that we need to secure the election. Find an aspect of this election that bothers you. If the fact that they manipulate voter rolls irks you, figure out a way to clean up the voter rolls in your area. If the fact that they're stuffing ballots irks you and these drop boxes irks you, figure out a way to secure them in your area, depending on what's happening. So I try to tell people to be motivated by what makes them the most angry, because they will be the most likely to come up with solutions for
something. Do you have time to hear the list of things that make us all angry?
Pick your top one. I know there's a lot, but that's why it's important to get everybody, right? Because you can't possibly do everything that you know needs to be done. So we have to get everybody. We know that this isn't going to be solved with Congress. Congress is not going to secure our elections before 24. So we have to do it at the local level. Every single precinct needs to secure its own election because it's not being done at the national level. So we have to do it at the local level.
Yeah, Congress isn't going to do anything to protect us, as we noted earlier. It does take a real leader, a warrior, a gladiator. We don't believe polls are really real either. Maybe there's a few. I know Rasmussen wants to ask the tough questions recently anyways, but these Gallup, all these other polls, they're all fake. But if you're looking at the polls, roughly 20% is where Trump is ahead of DeSantis in Florida, 5% above Biden. Do you think, first of all, that Ron DeSantis has a shot here?
No, I think it would be very foolish for him to run. I don't think anybody should take on Donald Trump. I mean, if you've seen what has happened to Donald Trump over the last 8 years and realize he's still standing, you don't want to take him on. He is the gladiator that has survived every single fight. Do not take him on. I think Ron DeSantis will ruin his career by doing so, but I think that's what we're about to see. And to be, for the record, I voted for Ron DeSantis. I'm a Florida resident. I think he's a fantastic governor. All of that, I think that's all true. I think people are giving him bad advice about this election cycle, and I think he will ruin his career by running.
Well, his popularity is growing based on his stance on this COVID-19 sham fake pandemic. Yeah. It's growing now that he's kind of switched his perspective. He's got a surgeon general there, Dr. Latipo, who has said, "Hey guys, 18 to 39. Don't take this shot. You know, the benefits are definitely outweighed by the risk of dying suddenly." There's been a documentary out, as you might know, we put out on this program called Died Suddenly. Do you think that Trump could be polling better? Do you think that people would support him more if he would come out against these shots that are causing so many people to die?
That's a really interesting question. Possibly. I mean, that is a frequent question that I get from people as far as, you know, where is Donald Trump on the vaccine, or why does he have these certain positions on the vaccine?
Well, he just said a few days ago that he has saved millions of lives with his shot. Shot has actually ended millions of lives. So I'm wondering if he's not looking at the same studies that we are. I can't imagine that he doesn't have the information that we do. Rasmussen poll suggests that nearly 50% of Americans believe that somebody that they know has died suddenly after getting one of these Pfizer euthanasia heart attack shots. I just can't understand his continuous support for this bioweapon injection.
I mean, I can't speak for him on that. So all I can say is we'll have to see how it plays out and see what his policy is throughout the campaign. But I suspect that he will fully support the MAGA base in the way that they feel on this, and he will move forward with the will of the American people. That's the way he's always run his campaigns, is what made him popular in the first place, and I don't see him changing his tactics at this point.
Is there anybody else other than Ron DeSantis that would challenge President Trump, in your opinion, that could actually attract attention?
Attracting attention, there's probably a lot of people that could attract attention. I don't think anybody could do enough to actually come close to beating him. You know, maybe we'll see Mike Pence run, maybe Nikki Haley will run, you know, all the names that have been thrown out there, but...
Yeah, speaking of Mike Pence, just yesterday, I believe it was, President Trump put out a message saying, "Leave him alone. He's a good man." I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have it pulled up in front of me. This guy sold us out and certified this election. Vice President Pence could have absolutely stopped that election from being stolen dead in its tracks. Why would Trump be defending him?
Well, he was defending him specifically about the classified documents that he turned over. He was saying what he said in that remark was, "Mike Pence is innocent. He's never done anything intentionally dishonest in his life." I would not take that out of context and try to apply it to the January 6th situation, because I think everybody knows how President Trump feels about Mike Pence in that area. That truth simply meant Mike Pence didn't do anything wrong with classified documents. And I think he's right. I agree with him on that position. You can read in my book, I'm not a fan of Mike Pence. I don't believe Mike Pence did the right thing or has the courage or the integrity to actually be a national leader. But I think President Trump is right in that situation, that the fact that he had documents to me is not alarming.
How hard is President Trump going to go? Should we fix elections and actually have a free and fair election? There's no question in my mind that if Trump actually comes out for, you know, against these shots. And I don't mean like medical freedom or you have a choice, because let's just be clear here. We think that the word mandate was a big psyop. You have a choice as to whether or not you're going to inject yourself with a bioweapon that's ultimately going to kill you or make you infertile or sterile or enlarge your heart, give you myocarditis, all these things. So we think mandates. But to actually, if we believe here that if he comes out against these things, and he denounces them and he stops the shot, that there would be nobody ever that could ever even contend with President Trump, because we know about his 2015 and 16 agenda. We know about all that. How hard do you think that Trump, if we have a fair election and he's elected, will go on these people who have sabotaged and stolen our country, virtually every single individual liberty that we have? And I'm talking about Republicans as well. I mean, Republicans are responsible for these machines being installed. Yeah. Do you think that he will hold them accountable, gut the DOJ, gut the FBI, a complete rethink of our justice system, and then go after these people?
I think he is salivating to do that. And I think that's why they're going after him so hard, because they know he will do that. They know that he will tear down what they've done. I mean, look at what they've done to him and his family, and the pain and the resources that they've cost him just to live a normal life. He's not even in office right now. And what they've been doing to him and dragging him through the mud, I don't see him kissing and making up anytime soon. I think we will see justice. I think we will see everything we've been waiting for unfold in our country. I can't wait. I'm excited to be a part of the campaign. I'm excited to see him win and go into office in 2025 and truly, finally get the chance to drain the swamp and clean up our government.
What about the swamp that's right around him? Is he going to bring Jared Kushner back?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, they're family. That, you know, it's one thing to separate yourself from bad employees. It's another for family. And I'm certainly not trying to say anything good or bad about Jared. I don't know him personally. But, I mean, I don't see him separating from Jared Kushner. I mean, like I said, they're family. But I don't know if he's going to put him in a role or not. I don't know if Jared wants to be in a role. So we'll see.
Well, it seems like he wanted to be in a role of sabotaging the presidency.
To be fair to Jared, and I know Jared had a very, very large role in the Abraham Accords, and he was actually largely responsible for getting a lot of that done. I happen to be familiar with that. And he really worked with some of the younger leaders over in the Middle East and in the countries that the Abraham Accords were a part of. So he wasn't all bad. I understand that some of the election policies and that rubbed people the wrong way, but he did a lot of really good things, and Jared was a large part of the success for the Abraham Accords.
Do you think Bill Barr is a criminal?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think worse than a criminal, I think he's a coward. I mean, if you're a criminal, I'll give you the credit for at least trying to be savvy and gain some advantage. Bill Barr sold his soul as a coward to lose. Let's be clear. He lost, and he did it because he is a coward. I mean, it's the worst of the worst. He didn't even do it to try to gain an advantage. He ended up losing.
Who stopped the wall from happening that Trump promised us in 15?
What do you mean?
The wall on the southern border. Who stopped that from being completed throughout his four-year term?
Oh, I mean, that was subject to litigation for years and years and years. That was due to courts. The courts held it up.
Why do you think he didn't lock up Hillary Clinton?
With Bill Barr at the helm, who would you expect him? Well, actually, and one thing I will say, I'm not a fan of prosecuting our political opponents So I think he was right on that regard. As far as crimes being committed, I think we would have to come up with some way to implement justice without turning into Venezuela.
Where can people get your book, Christina?
It's available on Amazon.
Amazon. All right. Wonderful. You know, we want to have you back more because we love President Trump for virtually everything that he has done for this country. We wouldn't even ostensibly have a real program had it not been for Trump showing how the media was fake, because people are coming to alternative media, as seen by our numbers. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of viewers here every single day across all of the platforms that we're on. It's absolutely incredible. And we wouldn't look, the fake media, the lying press. This was Trump. Trump opened the eyes of millions and millions of people to see that, look, this has been a brainwashing programming operation, you know, basically at the hands of our CIA. Our press is paid for. 76% of the budget over at Fox comes from Big Pharma. That's insanity.
Unreal.
BlackRock and Vanguard and Soros and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the criminal banking cartel. These are the people who run our media. These are the people who are talking about Ukraine and supporting Lindsey Graham and sending, what, 31 tanks to this actor posing as a president who played the piano with his penis wearing high heels, who's now the president of a country. Would Trump pull out of Ukraine, by the way? Would he just say, look, this is fake, we're out of here?
To be honest, I haven't personally had that conversation with him, so I don't know.
Well, definitely, hopefully, because that is a huge sham. That country is run by Nazis. Stealing your vote.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to pump your book one more time here because I want people to go get
it.
Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election and what it means for 2024. So will you come back? Because we do ask tough questions. We know that, but we like honest answers and we'd love to have you back again.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back.
Christina Bob, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Oh, politics. It's just so fake. It's so frustrating. It is so frustrating. Jared Kushner, yeah, sure, that's your family. You can't pick your family, but you certainly can choose who you surround yourself with in a presidential administration. The guy was a complete disaster for that administration and for this country, quite frankly. And Trump absolutely needs to call out this bioweapon injection. He needs to call for stopping these shots that are killing people. I am praying so fervently that he does that. The number one threat facing humanity. You can protect yourself against the threat of a great financial reset, the electronic banking system draining to zero, funding that forever war in Ukraine, that corrupt country, criminal taxation, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, looming depression. Get gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Mention the Stu Peters Show. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
The sad part about all of this is we're funding it all. We're funding Ukraine. We're funding the bioweapon. We're funding gain-of-function research. We're funding sham committees and fraudulent investigations. We're funding the warmongering criminals and the Pfizer butt sluts in the DC Beltway. We're funding all of it. Peyman Motahedra at Freedom Law School says, we don't have to. There is no law that requires you to pay federal income tax. Freedom Law School tells you all about it. Go to restorefreedoms.org. Again, restorefreedoms.org. He has not paid taxes in almost 30 years. They've tried to come after him. They can't. And now he's teaching millions of people how to do the exact same thing. A tax revolt. Legally, they cannot require you to pay income tax, says Peyman Motahedra. Go to restorefreedoms.org. Again, restorefreedoms.org. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. So tomorrow is a big day for the Republican Party. Right now, the RNC is holding its annual meeting down in Orange County, California. Tomorrow, they're going to vote to elect their next national chair of the RNC. The RNC is basically the party's chief fundraiser. They also organize the Republican National Convention where the GOP presidential candidate is officially nominated. They build up the infrastructure for the general election campaign. They play a central role in deciding the party's messaging and strategy. Well, for the last 6 years, the RNC chair has been Ronna Romney McDaniel. If you want to know how she got that job, you can tell by just one of the names that I just read off. Ronna Romney has been RNC chair for 3 terms in a row. She wasn't in charge for 2016, but she was in charge for 2018, 2020, and 2022. What do all of those elections have in common? That's right, a hugely disappointing showing by the GOP. In 2020, the RNC was totally unprepared for the Democrat-Communist shenanigans to use mass mail-in ballots for non-existent voters. Non-existent signature verification, and who knows what else in order to steal the election. In 2022, there was absolutely no improvements at all, and so disasters like Arizona happened. For the past 2 years, Republicans held governor's offices and both houses of the Arizona legislature, but they did absolutely nothing to make it so that the election was more trustworthy. That failure has as much to be put on Rana as anybody else. Oh, and for good measure, Rana has blown GOP donor money on all kinds of ridiculous crap. She spent more than $300,000 on flowers, $100,000 on private jet travel, hundreds of thousands, actually, and for worthless mementos for donors. I think I can say with 100% confidence that no GOP donors care about getting idiotic mementos. No, what they want is to get wins. They want to change the country, not get more pieces of garbage to clutter up the storage room of their houses. But incredibly, Ronna Romney thinks she's doing a great job. She's running for a fourth term in charge. She wants to lead the party into battle in 2024. I think we all know exactly what'll happen if she does. Fortunately, Ronna isn't running unopposed. MyPillow founder and CEO Mike Lindell, along with Harmeet Dhillon, have launched challenges against Ronna, and either one of them would be fantastic. Fortunately, this election is at least one where they can't suddenly find 100,000 ballots in the middle of the night. This race has exactly 168 voters, three Republicans from each state along with D.C. and various territories. To win, a candidate just simply needs the majority. So if you know how to contact RNC committee members, do it now. This is your last chance to be heard before the voting is done. We're all, of course, here at this program pulling for Lindell, who's the only candidate that we know will be fully committed to stamping out election fraud wherever it exists rather than just blowing money on flowers and mementos. Speaking of elections, a committee was chaired up by Wendy Rogers in Arizona, and some movement of mountains, really, you created in Arizona. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Stu. I'm in front of the Capitol, of course. We are in session. This is midday. We have our session at 1:15. Yes, I'm the chair of the Arizona Senate Elections Committee, and we had our first meeting on Monday, and it went several hours because we had really earth-shattering presentation of two topics, the failure of the tabulators, the counting machines in Maricopa County in 2022, as well as the terribly flawed signature verification process, which was one of the points in the Carrie Lake lawsuit that was not allowed to be considered. But once we revealed everything Monday, it was absolutely sensational.
So what's going to happen as a result of this?
Well, all of this information now is in the public domain. So let me just sort of touch on the two topics. The signature verification process itself takes about 30 to 40 seconds per signature to verify. The presentation was given by We the People AZ Alliance, Shelby Bush. And Ms. Bush presented numerous examples of signatures that were egregious. For example, they would be not the name of the person on record. It would be blank, say, for example, on the ballot envelope. It would be a scrawl, which, of course, was not a match to the signature on record. There were hundreds of thousands of these signatures that should not have been passed through as valid ballots to be counted, yet they were. And it was shown that there were so many flaws in the 2020 election that extrapolated by a PhD who was flown in from Texas A&M, who testified that in 2022, that this was a terribly flawed system as well and had not been repaired.
So can't we just expect that if 2020 is never fixed, every future election will just be stolen?
Well, one could assume that as a pessimist. I'm an optimist. And now that this is out in the public domain, I'm fairly sure that it will be touched upon, say, for example, in Carrie Lake's appeal, which goes before the Arizona Appeals Court here in the next few days. The other big topic that was revealed in my committee was the tabulator machines, the counting machines. Half of them were absolutely flawed, or rather more than half half of the votes, shall I say, that were ballots that were inserted into these machines got spit back. And so you ask me, well, did those votes count? We don't know. This is the whole corruption and the flawed nature of the Maricopa County election. And there are other aspects which will be looked at as well. So this was sensational information that has honestly, Stu, just come to light data point wise. And then the organization, we, the people, AZ Alliance, has had just 2 weeks or so in some cases to crunch through these data points.
I just want to say something. I'm not trying to be a pessimist by any means. I'm a soldier who's fighting to get this fixed, and I'm a fighter. And I see that they have a successful formula to steal elections and usher in full totalitarianism, and I'm looking for measures to try to stop it, as are you. So will this stop it? I mean, we want to give people an opportunity to go fight. What should they do with the information that's now in the public domain? How can we further move the ball down the road? We want to move the ball here.
We have to command the narrative. That's a great question. The more we know, the more we can expose. And I was in the middle of the panel, the dais, and people in the audience, it was a full audience. It was over 100 people in person. And they told me later that my Democrat colleagues, their mouths were just hanging open, seeing all this revealed. And of course, Carrie Lake has put this out on numerous platforms with interviews, as have I, as Shelby Bush has. And so we go forward to put this again in the public domain so that it can be exposed, so that we can hold people accountable.
We're going to take that report from Carrie Lake's forums, and we're going to put it all over our social media as well as at StuPeters.com so that everybody has a place to go look at it. If they want to go look at it before it's at StuPeters.com, where can they find these reports now?
You can go on azledge.gov, azleg.gov. That's where the 4-hour video is of the hearing that was last Monday. There will be another committee meeting this coming Monday. You can watch live. It's pretty dramatic, honestly. I run a very tight ship. There's a lot of sort of monkey business that could happen, but I run the meeting with a very firm hand, I might say. And I don't allow any kind of interruption. Also, you can see this on We the People AZ Alliance's website, and that's where everything is posted as well. So we're trying to get this information out. It's late breaking. It absolutely speaks to the largesse in terms of how badly corrupted the election was.
Yeah. We agree 100%. And we expect you to run a tight ship, Colonel. Colonel Senator Wendy Rogers, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless America.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. They've canceled culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
New year, new you. How many people save? Well, today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat. Crush your cravings. maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/stew. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code STEW for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/stew. Sierra Lund grew up in the cockpit of an airplane. She was flying from her very earliest years and obtained a pilot's license when she was just 17 years old. Today she works as a pilot and aircraft broker. Or she would, if not for a devastating and completely unnecessary shot that was forced onto her for no reason other than pure malice. In September of 2021, Sierra received the first dose of the Moderna shot. Just 18 hours later, she began showing symptoms of a heart attack and had to be raced to a doctor. After x-rays, blood work, and an MRI, doctors deduced that she had developed myocarditis from the shot. Well, now more than a year later, Sierra is still grappling with heart issues. Thanks to these issues, Sierra is unable to obtain even a third-class medical certificate, which means that she's not allowed to fly. Sierra Lund joins us now. Sierra, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We're so sorry for what's happened to you.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Of course. What is the cardiologist saying about your condition now? I mean, you look far too young to be having any kind of myocarditis or heart issues.
Yeah, I'm 24 years old. I was 23 years old at the time. And very active, very healthy, no prior heart issues, doesn't run on the family. The cardiologist keeps saying I'm going to get better. I've been to about three of them, and I am just now finding a cardiologist that will really hear me out and want to actually take measures to try new things to get me better. So it's been a lot of the same thing for a year and a half, and I'm just very grateful. Unlike a lot of other pilots that have had these issues, my livelihood doesn't require me to fly, although I still work in aviation, but I can't fly, and that's what I do on my off time. So,
yeah, I mean, you're passionate about flying. You've been doing it since your youngest age. Are any of these doctors being honest with you? Are any of them recognizing what did this? Or is it just, you can't talk about that? Don't even bring that up.
So it's a mix of both. I've had one that told me I was cleared 2 weeks after that I was cleared to get the other vaccine and that it was just anxiety. And his wife had a migraine after her first dose and was fine after her second one. And I said, you know, I'm not able to walk up the stairs and carry my backpack around or a suitcase. So I think this is a little bit more than a migraine. I then went to another cardiologist who really had never seen myocarditis in one of his patients before, but he did recognize that it was probably caused by the vaccine. It was very early on, so there wasn't a lot of data or other people that were dealing with this, but he personally had seen an 18-year-old in the hospital after being vaccinated with myocarditis, and a 30-year-old, both of which recovered. So he said, you're going to recover in 3 months. 3 months later, I still wasn't recovered. So I went to a separate cardiologist who has also said that it was likely because of the vaccine, but that it was very rare. And we're seeing more and more that it's probably not as rare as they're trying to lead on.
Before all of this, unless you were a cardiologist or worked in an adjacent field, nobody had ever heard of or was talking about myocarditis. Nobody even knew what that was. When you went to take this Moderna bioweapon clot shot, were you researching the data? Were you nervous about it? Did you hear any warning signals about these shots at all whatsoever? Or were you just, you know, kind of programmed by the media?
I got it very early on. I was the last one in my family to get it because I was a bit hesitant. And to be honest, the only reason I got it was I had a trip out of the country and it was required to get back in or to leave the country at the time. And so, yeah, I was nervous and, you know, but I was very healthy and, young, and I thought that I would be fine because I was told that I just had anxiety and that I was a conspiracy theorist, and that ended up not being the case. So, yeah, I regret it.
What about your friends and your family and the people that are around you? Are they still saying that you're a conspiracy theorist and that this wasn't caused by the injection, or are they now worried because the rest of your family got the shot before you did?
No, absolutely not. They are all just as angry as I am about the entire situation. And we're definitely not the type of people to, you know, go with what the media says. Raised in a very conservative household, but I do have grandparents that are old and their health is not as great.
And you were told that by you getting a vaccine, that it would protect other people.
Correct. And that I couldn't see other people if I didn't get it. But like I said, the majority of the reason why I got it is because it was required to travel at all.
What about the rest of your family? Why did they get it?
My dad works for the airlines and was required to get it. He had done a lot of research and decided to go the Johnson & Johnson route because he didn't want the mRNA vaccine. And my mom had some sick parents, so she decided to go ahead and get it.
Yeah. Have they had any side effects yet?
They have not, thank God.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, thank God for that. What's the prognosis for you now at this point? I mean, you said that you were expecting a call from a cardiologist, you know, in the notes here. So what are they saying about your recovery now?
So this will be my fourth cardiologist, and U.S. Freedom Flyers actually put me in touch with a doctor that
great group of people. Those are excellent people. I'm so glad to hear that you're aligned with Josh Yoder and the U.S. Freedom Flyers. These people are magnificent. Yeah. But go ahead, continue. Yeah. I'm sorry.
They've been great so far. And I told them, you know, you guys have helped me so much already in the short time. Is anything that I can do to help you guys and your cause, I would love to. Just because I'm not a professional pilot, I've grown up a pilot. I've grown up around pilots. Most of my friends are pilots. For the airlines or for the military or both. And I'm not the only one that has had adverse side effects to this, but I feel like since my livelihood isn't required of being in good standing with the FAA, that I feel sort of a responsibility to come out and at least tell people.
So are you saying that there's pilots out there that are keeping their adverse reactions a secret so that they don't lose their flight status, their medical?
No, so they've already lost their medical, but...
Do you think that there are pilots who are hiding symptoms that they've had after getting injected?
You know, I am very in tune with my body. I'm young, I'm healthy, I worked out twice a day before getting this vaccine. And so I feel like a lot of people don't really know when something's wrong with their body. I just happen to have very severe symptoms, but... inflammation of any kind can be less severe in the symptoms, but still just as serious. And, you know, I know a lot of people that if they have something minor wrong, they don't know about it until it gets bad. And I think that's really what's happening. Because once it gets to the point where I was at, it's very hard to hide it.
Is it true that in a pressurized cabin, in an aircraft, commercial aircraft of any kind, is it true that in a pressurized cabin that even a healthy person is more at risk of having heart issues?
I'm not a doctor, but I will say that, you know, the pressure changes obviously can affect your body, whether you're healthy or not. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, so not well-versed in the science behind that. What I will say is that when I first got diagnosed, I travel a lot for work and for personal life, and flying was extremely difficult for me. Once it got past about an hour and a half to 2 hours, I started having some serious symptoms, even on the medication that I was on and still am on. So, yeah, I personally have felt that. And I can't imagine doing that every day for a job dealing with what I was dealing with.
They have to stop these shots. They have to get these shots, and they have to incinerate the entire supply, and they have to go after the people who unleash this bioweapon on humanity, and they need to arrest them and indict them and try them, and if they're found guilty, they need to fry them. The death penalty needs to be on the table. You were a 23-year-old young pilot aspiring. You have your whole life ahead of you, and now you're dealing with issues that are meant for geriatrics at the end of their life. It is absolutely maddening to me. I am so pissed off about what happened to you and everybody else in your age group and all of these kids that are being harmed in these schools. They're being harmed in the womb now as, you know, mothers, expecting mothers are going and getting injected with this thing. The birth rates are down worldwide like an unprecedented amount. It's insane what we're seeing out here, and I'm really pissed off. We have your back 100%. Try this Cardio Miracle stuff. If you've talked to Josh Yoder, I'm sure that he has told you all about Cardio Miracle. Yeah. There's actually peer-reviewed studies on this stuff. I've got about a minute left. I'd like to give you the final words.
You know, I can only speak for my community, and I know what these professional pilots are, how they are health-wise and how they have to be. They go through very extensive tests yearly to make sure that they're qualified to be in charge of the safety of the general public. And so these people that are having adverse side effects in the airlines or in the cockpit, these aren't people that are just walking around and don't know what's going on with their body. They're very aware, and they're very aware of their health, or they wouldn't have the opportunity to have that job. So when you start seeing people that are cleared by the government to be as healthy as they can be in order to keep their job, and they're having issues, that's not just random people that might have had something going on previously getting this.
Right.
It's very healthy people that are all of a sudden having these issues.
Yeah. So, pilots are some of the most medically scrutinized people of any profession. Athletes are at the peak of their physical condition. They're collapsing and dropping dead at unprecedented numbers. Detroit Lions player, 25 years old today, died unexpectedly. We know what's causing all of this. Sierra, thank you so much for being here, for your bravery, for speaking out. Countless lives could potentially be saved because of your efforts, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So pissed off. Beautiful young lady, well-spoken, smart, intelligent, articulate, her whole life ahead of her. How many times over is her story repeated? Doctors talking about migraine headaches. This young lady has myocarditis. She's lost everything that she planned for. Speaking of migraine headaches, if you do suffer with them, might you try CBD from Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Curable.com is my CBD company. There's all kinds of things that you can treat with CBD. Just go to the internet, the web of things, and take a look around. I'm telling you, migraine headaches and allergies, ADHD and Parkinson's, joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, all of these things, try CBD, plus anxiety and stress. If you're dealing with those things, try the tinctures from Curable.com. You'll get 20% off site-wide if you use the promo code STU at Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. 20% off using promo code STU at Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
On January 5th of 2021, Angelia DeSell used her lunch break to go and get her first dose of the Pfizer euthanasia clot shot injection. She, of course, didn't expect it then, but that turned out to be the day that Angelia's life was changed forever. Within just 2 hours of that Pfizer bioweapon injection, Angelia started to have severe neurological reactions, and she's been battling the after effects ever since. Her body became plagued with wild convulsions that made her struggle to walk or even stand. On January 8th, just 3 days after the jab, she lost the use of her left leg. On the 9th, just a day later, she lost her other leg. So she eventually spent 5 days in the hospital, but of course, medical personnel there offered her no answers. They eventually just released her with a walker and a wheelchair, but no other explanation for what was going on. Angelia's side effects caused her to lose her job, and over time, they've cost her entire life savings as well as she traveled in search of a cure. Fortunately, Angelia is doing far better now. She credits her recovery to taking ivermectin, which she believes enabled her to walk again. She's now been taking it for 20 months. Still, she's at anything but full health. For instance, she tweeted this just a few days ago, quote, "When does this nightmare end? 2 years after one dose of Pfizer, heart issues and kidneys are not functioning properly. Please stop and think before you take another booster. They don't protect you. They only harm you," unquote. Despite this, people have made fun of Angelia and accused her of faking her symptoms. Namely, Alex Berenson has done this, tweeting, quote, "Please stop. You aren't helping." Well, we believe in giving a platform to those who say that their lives have been devastated by compulsory vaccinations instead of just ridiculing them like Berenson. And to that end, Angelia DeSalle joins us now. Angelia, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So I just can't understand what Berenson is doing here, saying that you're faking. Who in the hell wants to be in your position at this point? What do you make of this pushback?
Dude, this has been an absolute nightmare. I wish this was fake. Honestly, I do, because I would still have my life savings. I would still have my job. I would have gotten off of this little hype and moved on with my life. You know, just in December, those videos that you guys have seen, I was like that again. Like, I never know how I'm going to be from day to day. And for people to make fun of my real life event, shame on you that you can't handle what has happened to us.
It's demonic, actually. I mean, yes. It is so evil that people would do that.
If this was their wife, their mother, or their child, how would they be reacting?
Yeah, I'm so sorry for what's happened to you. What caused you, or what made you go and get this shot to begin with?
So I managed a surgery center, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was one of those people. I was a little scared. I would come home and take my scrubs off every day in the garage, immediately put them into the washer. I would have all of my groceries delivered. I tried not to be out in the public because I do have my parents are elderly, and they have had, you know, some pre-existing condition that was supposed to be awful if you got COVID. So trying to protect my family and friends, the first day it rolled out for healthcare workers, I took my lunch break and I went and got my first dose of the shot.
So you worked in the medical field?
Yes.
You know, Angelia, it's just amazing to me how the propaganda operation has worked in this country. And, you know, I know other medical professionals that were in your position. The thought that a vaccine that you get would work to protect other people, I mean, since when have we heard of anything like that in medicine?
I know. I totally agree with you. You know, I ordered all of the vaccines for my surgery center prior to this, the flu vaccine, but I made sure that everybody wanted one to protect themselves from getting the flu or whatnot. It's been an awful agenda.
Horrible.
What has been pushed out. You know, I've lost very close loved ones to COVID. Three of my family members have passed from COVID. So, you know, it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
And here we are. You know, my whole family is in turmoil over this because we have lost people to COVID. And then they see me having these horrible reactions. And then just the backlash and the hate for sticking up saying, hey, this is real. This happened. And, you know, there are thousands of us, Sue. You know that. There's thousands of us.
Yeah. That's a low number. I mean, millions and millions of you, and millions of deaths, potentially billions before this whole thing is all over with. The people that you lost to COVID, did they die in the hospital?
Yes, all three of them did.
Yeah. So ostensibly they got the remdesivir and ventilator treatment, and basically the hospitals were paid to kill them. We now know that that's poisonous treatment and that it, you know, causes renal failure and all kinds of other issues. It's just horrible because this is a biowarfare attack. And this is all being done with a forethought and intentionally. So the people that you are close to that died of COVID actually were murdered. And that's, I mean, this is a mass depopulation event. Are you on board with that now? I mean, do you recognize that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Totally on board, you know. And I have my little emergency family kit for my parents. If something were to happen to them, they take their proper medication and they are going to be fine.
Absolutely. So you're taking ivermectin and you credit ivermectin to your recovery of sorts, that, you know, the it's treating your symptoms. Where did you get your ivermectin? Why did you get led to ivermectin? Why do you think it's helping?
Sure. So in January of 2021, I had lost the use of my legs once again. And I had been helping the American frontline doctors and Dr. Simone Gold with a litigation case that they were filing to help stop the emergency use authorization of the vaccine. Yeah, my name was, I was one of the plaintiffs in that. And I reached out to them because I was in a really dark place. I didn't want to live like that anymore. Yeah, I am 45 years old and my children, my neighbors, my spouse, and my parents were literally having to take care of me. And I reached out. And they got me in contact with this American frontline doctor from Florida, bless his soul, Dr. Jay Plotman. I don't know if I could say that, but I am. And he said, I don't know if this is going to work, but let's try some ivermectin. I'm not going to last due for the first couple of days. I did have some issues. I had a lot of GI problems from it. And I called him. I said, I can't take this anymore. And he said, what is your alternative? Just try it. And I was up walking within 10 days once I started it. And, you know, I still have issues. I am not cured. I am functioning. But if it had not been for that ivermectin, I don't think I would be here today because I would have ended my life.
You're on Twitter and you're bravely, you know, out there warning people, potentially saving countless lives. We've been screaming this for 2 years. We literally begged people not to take it. I begged people in my own family. This is what I do for a living. Yeah. And, you know, as a news presenter or as, you know, somebody who has a program that talks about exposing threats to humanity and, you know, on our political system. And, you know, we really try to dig for truth in every aspect. But the reason why we're so focused so heavily on this COVID-19 scam and these poisonous injections is because we feel that this biowarfare attack is the number one threat facing humanity. And so you're out there and we look doing this and focused on this as hard as we do here at this network and on this program. Members of my own family went and took this thing because they were so programmed to believe that this thing was going to stop them from harming somebody else. Because by nature, we are a good body of people. We care about other people, Americans, Christians. You know, this country was founded on that principle that we just care about people. And so it's because that you care so much about people that you don't want anybody else to deal with the hell that you are, you know, dealing with on a daily basis, that you're out here on Twitter, you know, taking all of this ridicule. We're here over here doing this. How effective do you think it is? Have you had messages personally sent to you? Thank you for doing what you're doing. It's as a result of you that I'm not going to go get this, or my kids won't get this, or another one. Have you had any positive feedback?
I have. So me and my husband were really well-known in our community here in New Orleans. We did a lot of benefits before all of this happened to me. Whenever I do get out in the public, people that I don't even know will come up to me and say, you're the reason I didn't take the shot. When I was at the Defeat the Mandates rally in Washington and in L.A., complete strangers would come up to me and hug me and say, God bless you. You just don't realize you saved my entire family. You know, it's a struggle because I'm out here fighting and I am still sick. You know, but you have to. When you have been completely, your life has been stripped from you, you have to stand up and you have to say something. I can't be quiet.
You know you're a hero. You know that, right?
Thank you.
And
I'm not a hero. I'm just out here telling my truth.
You know, Ernest Ramirez lost his son.
Dear friend, yes.
Everything that mattered to him in his life was taken away from him.
Yeah.
Scott Shera in Wisconsin lost Grace, his daughter.
Yeah.
You have lost everything that you've ever worked hard to earn and save. It would be so easy. And then there's thousands more. But these three, you three just come to my head. It would be so easy for you to just curl up in the fetal position and just lay down and just die, essentially, both figuratively and literally. Because if you have nothing left to fight for, your body knows that. Mm-hmm. How many elderly people lose their spouse of 40 years and then it's only months later they die because everything that they had to live for is gone now and they just don't have the will? Where do you get your will from?
For months, I questioned. I am a very religious person. I used to be the pianist in my church. I can't play the piano anymore, but I am religious. I was born and raised in church. And for months, I questioned why. I was chosen. I was chosen for this, as awful as it is, to tell my story.
Man, it's just so incredible, and it's so awesome. That you give the glory to God.
Yeah. He got me through.
What do you want to tell other people? I mean, you have a national platform here now. What do you want to tell other people that may have questions about, you know, these shots?
Trust your gut. If you don't feel they're right, they're not right. They are harming people. In my little injured community, we have now had 28 suicides because these people cannot handle what their body is going through. It could be your child, it could be your mother, or it could be you next. And just think about that, please. They don't protect you. You're still going to get COVID. What is the risk in taking winding up like Ernest's son? Or like me, or all of my other injured friends.
Yeah. COVID was never a respiratory virus. And realizing this now it's a lot. It's a lot to take in to understand that our own government would openly...
I've had it twice now this year and survived both times. I'm still kicking.
This thing doesn't even pass from person to person. It's not even a contagious virus at all. It is a bioweapon.
Right. My husband has slept in the bed with me every night. Both times I've had it, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's aerosolized. It's deployed in the things that we consume, what we eat, what we drink. And our government has perpetuated, openly declared biowarfare against citizens of the United States of America, and world governments in lockstep are on board with it. It is absolutely unbelievable to come to terms with that, to come to terms with the amount of evil that exists out there, that they would kill you to enrich and empower themselves. This is 100% about depopulation. That is not hyperbolic to say. That's what it is. And if it's something different, somebody's going to have to prove it to us at this point. That's what this is. And for you standing up and fighting, you are on the right side of history. And those that are against you or oppose you, those that ridicule you and make fun of you and mock you, they will be judged. They will have judgment, if not here, with extreme accountability. Because Pfizer is not immune to accountability. The people that work there, the people that are responsible for unleashing this on humanity are not, no matter what anybody says, no matter what podcaster says, whatever they say about why you can't go after Pfizer, no. They are not immune to criminal accountability. There is no law that protects somebody from unleashing a bioweapon on innocent people. They can't do it. And there are sheriffs in this country who are looking at this, and there will be extreme accountability. These people will not escape this. If they escape it here, they will have to stand before God and be judged. And there's a lake of fire waiting for those people if they don't repent. You're repenting openly. I was one of them. You said it yourself. I was one of these people. What's your stance on other vaccines at this point, Angelia?
Never take another one. I can't trust anything. What do you trust from pharma now?
Yeah.
I was not an anti-vaxxer, but I do consider myself an ex-vaxxer. That's how I label myself now. You can't trust pharma. You can't trust the government.
Well, the only labels that you need here are brave, hero, and woman of God. And you keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much for your fight, and thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
A lot of people struggle to fall asleep and then stay asleep. They're not getting the appropriate amount of REM sleep. They're tossing and turning all night. They're waking up too early, can't fall back asleep. A lot of people's kids can't fall asleep, so they give themselves or their kids melatonin. The problem with melatonin is this. Over time, your body builds up a resistance to it. It takes more and more melatonin to have the desired effect, and then eventually it just doesn't work at all. So there you are, back to failing to fall asleep, tossing and turning all night, not getting the appropriate amount of REM sleep, and then waking up too early in the morning. Try sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Bioptimizers have a scientific formula at sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go and do the research for yourself. Check it out. If it works for you, great. Get away from the melatonin. Do what works. sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We went way over time. We're spending way more time with you than the network allows. We definitely had to catch up with Wendy Rogers earlier today, so we wanted to run that taped interview here in the live show. And we apologize to nobody. We don't give a damn about your rules. We're rebels. That's what we are over here. And we're supported, of course, and made possible by Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management. We owe him a tremendous amount of thanks, not only for sponsoring the program and being the first person to sponsor this program way back in the day, very early on, the first sponsor of the Stu Peters Show, and still he remains loyal. But what we really owe him that debt of gratitude for is for his loyalty to our viewers and listeners who have reached out to him, who he has had now investment packages custom made around them instead of jamming them into some Wall Street box. And these investments line with their values and their morals and their faith. So you should have an appointment with Carlos Cortez. Costs you nothing. Check out his Never Taxed Retirement Strategy, his America First Retirement Plan. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. They're in my ears yelling right now. Let's go. Let's go. All right. So finally, I guess we'll say that the show is over for today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Same place, same time. God bless you.